الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: سل بني إسرائيل كم آتيناهم من آية بينة ومن يبدل نعمة الله من بعد ما جاءته فإن الله شديد العقاب. زين للذين كفروا الحياة الدنيا ويسخرون من الذين آمنوا والذين اتقوا فوقهم يوم القيامة والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, we have alhamdulillah completed the second quarter of the second para. In today's lesson we will begin, or we will commence, the third quarter. And the first verse of the quarter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask the Bani Israel, how many signs did we give them? Ask the Bani Israel, how many signs did we give them? What is the connection between this verse and the previous verse? If we have to look at the previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَإِنْ زَلَلْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْكُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ فَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if after the clear signs have come to you, now you see the clear signs related to the tawheed, the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the risala of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you still slip up and you still become murtad or kafir after seeing these clear signs and proofs that indicate to the oneness of Allah. Allah says, know well that Allah is all powerful. In other words, Allah may punish you by you becoming kafir immediately thereafter. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that now you ask the Bani Israel how many signs came to them. In other words, what deserves the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when a person opposes and he defies and he goes against the clear signs that were sent to him by Allah. So Bani Israel, because they went against these open and clear signs that came to them from Allah, they deserve the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah now says, وَمَنْ يُبَدِّلْ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. Whoever changes, whoever alters this ni'mah, this bounty of Allah. In other words, ni'mah here means the clear signs that come to them from Allah. They should consider these clear signs as blessings from the side of Allah, as bounties from the side of Allah. So Allah says, whoever changes this bounty and this blessing that comes to them from Allah, min ba'di ma ja'atu, after it comes to him, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Then listen, behold, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe in punishment. What were the signs that came to Bani Israel? So many signs we know that is mentioned in Quran and in Hadith. Bani Israel, or Banu Israel, they were given the Torah. They were given the book that came to them from the side of Allah. That itself is the greatest sign, the most clearest of signs. But they denied or they rejected the book. Banu Israel heard the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they denied the speech of Allah. Banu Israel was saved from Fir'aun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them from the trap of Fir'aun, and Allah drowned Fir'aun. What a great ni'mah. But Banu Israel still persisted and continued in their ma'asiyah. So many anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were sent to the Banu Israel, or were sent from the progeny of Banu Israel. In fact, most of the anbiya came from the progeny of Banu Israel. But what did Bani Israel do? They slain and they killed their own anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So they did not accept these bounties that came to them from the side of Allah. Remember, what makes a person, what motivates a person to reject these clear proofs and these bounties that come to them from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah explains that in the next verse. And that is, al-hayatu dunya. It is the love for this worldly life and the material gains. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, زُيِّنَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْحَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا وَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Then listen, you see this worldly life and its material gains. This is something that is muzayyan, adorned and made beautiful for who? For the kafir in this dunya. It's not muzayyan, it's not beautified and adorned for the Muslim. For a mu'min, a person who believes in Allah, the akhirat is made beautiful for him. وَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah says that you see the kuffar in this worldly life, let them laugh now at the believers. They laugh, they mock at the believers. But a day is coming when we will get the better laugh, or we will be on the other side of the fence, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be high above the kuffar on the day of qiyamah. Then Allah concludes the verse by saying, وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Then listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for whomsoever He wills without any measure. In other words, O you kafir, in this dunya you are given a lot from Allah, a lot of maal, a lot of wealth, maybe a lot of awlad, a lot of children and a big progeny. But remember, that does not mean that you are honored and you have earned for yourself glory from the side of Allah. Because honor actually comes through a'mal, your good deeds, and through your genuine belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because money is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can provide to whomsoever He wills without any measure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a true realization of these verses. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.